Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ruben Gomez. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Sauer moves to second. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive towards third. Thompson catches it and races to tag Sauer, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt is called out on strikes. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to second. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long strikes out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Bolger moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Morin reaches second base with a double. Bolger scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Paul Smith pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Tausig pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tausig moves to third. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tausig scores. Schmidt moves to second. It's 6-2, Giants. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Schmidt scores. O'Connell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Giants. Dolan Nichols now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Tausig now playing left field. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Dolan Nichols. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Adams reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Fodge now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Taussig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bolger takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bolger moves to third. Morin moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bolger scores. Morin scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 9-4, Giants. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.